I love that song, by the way.
What song?
Who is the song?
What are you talking about?
Intro song. There's like a, every time I listen to the show, there's like this like guitar, like bam, 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 bam.
Yeah, I like it too, but I don't do any of that. My producer does that.
Okay. Well, I was acting like we heard it instead of it going into post. Like I was trying to live in the moment, but.
I don't know much about how this shit works. I don't know if you get that vibe, but just shut the fuck up so I can do my intro. Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Rookies.
I have a feeling this is going to come up a lot in the show, you telling me to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I'm a pretty patient guy, you know.
I know.
Okay, welcome back to the Brown Snake Interview.
All right, let's hear your shitty intro. Let's
you motherfucker, you just cut me off? You're dead to me. Dead. All right,
this
take two.
This is the season finale, right?
Maybe.
Good. Because my lawyer said this is, I'm only doing season finales of podcasts.
You'll be pushing daisies if you don't shut up.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, welcome back to the Brown Snake Interview Series, episode 4. Today we have the famous Twitter style icon, Max G. Welcome, Max.
Pleasure to be here. First and foremost, I'm a fan of the show. Big fan. Maybe the number one fan.
Maybe you have mental problems.
Well, I guess maybe in these next 20 to 30 minutes, we'll figure that out.
Because there's nearly no one on Twitter that seems sane. Is that a fair assessment?
Well, is there anybody in real life that's sane, though? I mean, everybody yes. thinks that they're sane. Like, I think I'm sane. You think you're sane. But
no,
really,
I know I'm not sane. I know I'm not a normal person. And I accept that.
Yeah, but that's kind of a normal thing to say. That's Isn't normal it? Of you to say that you don't think you're normal.
Now I'm questioning if I'm even real. Fuck. Now, you're famous on Twitter for being a bit of a style icon. Have you always been yes. a fashionable guy?
I would say that, yeah, I kind of have a little flair to how I look always. And I'm proud of that. And people notice.
Were you like that as a kid?
A little bit, yeah, yeah. I remember my mom combing my hair really nice always. I always remember looking nice about it or anything like that. But I always liked having a little something a little different. I didn't like looking like everybody else. Not like over the top, but yeah, I always kind of like looking, having my own look.
But you're like half Italian, right?
I'm half Italian, yes. And it's not that interesting, but yes, I am half Italian.
But doesn't that have a genetic sense of style?
No, I'm not like a Goomba where I wear the fucking Jesus chain or anything like that. No, that wouldn't be. I borrow from everybody. But
Italians wear
like
shit.
My look.
Italians wear like color and can carry that off.
Yeah, like a jumpsuit dago is what I call it, where they're wearing like jumpsuits with the chain and everything else. I'm not really into that. I got a few. Like I said, I dip a toe in a little bit of everything.
You got it.
Yeah.
So, for example, I saw on that Compound Secret show, Ski Mask was wearing a very bright pink shirt. Is that something a guy should wear?
If you can pull it off, yes.
What does it take to pull that off?
That often. I think it's a little cliche. Whatever it is, Ski Mask is not doing it. He's like a pasty looking white guy. I don't know. I think like a black guy could pull off anything, and a gay guy could pull off anything, and a black gay guy can get away with fucking murder.
Yeah.
But part of fashion is kind of finding your limits and just crossing the line a little bit, not a lot.
To me, the pink shirt screams like I'm trying too hard to be.
Well, that's fucking Ski Mask's brand, right? He tries too hard with everything.
Yeah, that's true. That's fair. How large is your wardrobe?
It's fair.
Well, we'll define that.
I think every man... I should write a fucking book.
You should write a fucking book.
I think every man should have an outfit for an occasion and he should be able to mix and match these things to either dress up or go casual. And again, I'm not a huge fashion guy or anything like that. I don't spend a lot of money on my wardrobe. I won't go to like an expensive store and buy anything. I buy most things on clearance. So it's not like I'm trying to look good. I'm not usually well put together in the sense that everything is matching or this or that. But like I said, I just try to look nice. And always, I say dress above the occasion, then dress below.
Yeah, I have one pair of jeans, and I wear them everywhere.
Is it like a denim, like a regular denim? Like
yeah, just
lighter, like, darker?
Lighter. I'm like 51, so I'm stuck.
And how's the fit? Where does it sit on your waist?
I don't know. Just sits.
What about the bottom with the leg? Is it a boot cut or is it a little tighter on the bottom?
It's definitely not tight. You
wear these every day?
Well, no. Like if I went out for dinner, I'd just wear a pair of jeans and a t-shirt. But every day, it's a straight.
A graphic t-shirt?
God, no. What are you, crazy? Are you on crack? It's got to have the smallest amount of graphics as possible. No color. Just tone it right down.
So very neutral tones.
Absolutely.
And I recommend that. And your wardrobe has to kind of show your personality. And if that's what you're feeling, that's great. Fucking go for it.
See, I disagree. I think your wardrobe shouldn't show your personality. Your personality should show your personality.
All right. Well, I guess we could get in an argument about this. But I think... you should judge a book by its cover. I mean, listen, we're judging women all the time on Twitter, and we're really just looking at the image of them, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. But you're looking at an altered image, an image that's filtered and they're caked on makeup. I mean, we're looking at a form of that person that's probably not real.
Well, should we get into that already? But I was talking more or less like, when you do the, we got to rank the numbers. That's kind of your thing, right?
Yeah. Well, that's just a reflection of society, man.
And I think it provokes discussion, and it's amazing to me how people have different tastes, too.
Oh, yeah, that has been a real eye-opener. Like, you guys in America seem to really love a big fat ass, where that causes me anxiety. Not a big fat ass guy?
Listen, you know, just based on Twitter, I like a lot of different shapes. I like a lot of different flavors. I like a lot of different colors. I'm in for everything on these chicks.
Oh, it shows, because you say wood for the like 4 out of 10s.
Yes.
Is that just to be polite?
Sometimes I'm being a little silly, but in most cases, wood. Yeah, I would.
That's crazy to me.
I just never really turn down sex.
What if they're fat?
Well, you can take a blowjob. Or what do you guys call it down there?
Head. She gives you head.
So a fat girl is a perfect head candidate for me. Again, in my single days, but...
Yeah, of course.
A fat girl, show her a little attention. She has a good time. I get my nut off. Everything's great.
No, it's annoying. I feel shame. It's disgusting.
So you've had a fat girl hit on you and you probably could have had sex with her or gotten head and you just completely pass and you'd rather go home and wank or whatever it is.
100%. That's the difference between you and me. I'm more discerning. I've never fucked a ginger. I've never fucked a fat chick in my career.
Oh, ever. I love gingers.
Yeah, I have a love.
Ginger automatically gets points.
Yeah, I get very conflicted. Because it comes with the package of like a ginger's generally littered with freckles and there's the chaos on the face and you're like, what's that makeup hiding? And then I start to spiral.
So you're examining the face.
Well, I fear the face. I'm a
big
face
guy. Do you like to make love face to face?
Absolutely. You want to look in the face as she orgasms.
I agree. I like to feel the breath as it gets a little more intense. Everything. All senses are right there.
You want to see the eyes rolling back.
Some freckles.
Yeah, well, freckles, you know, to me, that's like wires hanging from a TV. It's like It's like holes in your shoes. I can't deal with that chaos.
Let's get to that.
Yeah, what's with your
So,
obsession with your shitty Crocs with holes in them?
well, you know where that started. You kind of were part of the origin of my shitty Crocs with the holes in
I'm
them.
a flip-flop guy.
Yeah, but I, on a private DM, I sent you a picture of my Crocs with the holes in them, and then you splashed it out to the Twitter universe, basically calling.
Yeah, well, that's fair.
So I have. So now I gotta own it.
That's constructive criticism, though.
Yeah, now I'm gonna own it though. See, I'm going the opposite of your criticism. I'm doing a constructive, full-on revenge against you criticizing me, and I'm gonna start a revolution
In your head.
over
It's
some
not going to
silly
catch
fucking
on.
shoes. It's gonna catch on.
It's not going to catch on.
I'm telling you, I'm just a little ahead of the curve on everything.
I just don't see it at all.
But
They look like they're
you
going to
don't
get
see
heaps of.
like.
See, I do stuff outside. So you wear those shoes outside, you probably sit there drinking your drink, smoking a cigar, nothing happens. But I do stuff and I'd get dirt all through those holes. It's madness.
Well, you got your barefoot anyway, so what's the difference?
Well, sometimes, but if you're doing something that's dangerous, you got to wear flip-flops for safety.
Flip-flops offer less protection. I'm not going to argue about it, but flip-flops would offer less protection than these because you have the whole toe exposed. And I don't think men should have their feet exposed in public. It's just gross.
Why?
I don't want to see a man's foot.
It's not a
This
sexual
isn't
thing.
wrong.
A foot's like just a foot. Like
I'm
it's
not
like a
saying
hand.
sexual.
But what's different about a hand than a foot? I mean, who gives a shit? I don't go looking at guys' hands going, "Oh my God, a hand! I'm freaking out."
I know feet are on the ground, they're dirty. I don't want to, as a man, I don't want to show my foot in public unless I'm swimming or something that's appropriate.
Yeah, well, one of my theories in life is that modern people are too domesticated. They're just not used to the real world. You're
Why are
inside
you so
too.
afraid of modern people?
I'm not afraid. They just disgust me as weaker.
I have a feeling that you're fearing your own mortality because you're afraid of generations that are coming after you.
No, not at all. I just think that just despising your own body is sad. It's accepted, warts and all. This is my body, this is
Okay,
my
so
faith.
you would go in public with your ass hanging out.
Well, your ass is more of a that's a culturally unacceptable thing. But in Australia,
That's
you can go to the supermarket and people are walking down with bare feet and no one gives a shit.
okay,
It's
so
more
the
it's
no shoes, no shirt, no service doesn't apply down under.
nah, it's more chill.
Well, I could respect that. And I
You
guess when in
should.
Rome.
Oh, that's an Italian joke?
It's an expression.
Got some fan questions for you.
I can't wait.
Caucasian Honger wants to know, when did you get your first GQ subscription?
I never had a GQ subscription. I have read articles online.
I
And
didn't even know what it is, so I just wrote it down.
yeah, it's a magazine called Gentleman's Quarterly. It's been around for years, and they give
Oh.
tips for men's fashion, men's fitness, and everything else. And Caucasian Honer is probably saying this is like he thinks like I'm just kind of basic, and I read GQ and everything else like that. But I haven't. But I have looked for tips. So if I have a blazer and I'm trying to figure out what I pair it with, a pair of pants, a pair of shoes, and everything else, there's a lot of tips on formal wear that I've learned from GQ.
Max, I don't even know what a blazer is.
It's like a jacket, like a suit jacket.
Why don't you just say jacket?
Well, it's called a blazer. A jacket, I don't want to get into what's called what, but yeah, it's okay, a jacket.
Okay. How many pairs of shoes do you own?
I couldn't say.
Like more than 20?
It's about 20.
That seems a lot.
Well, I mean, we could go through it real quick.
I mean, I've got
I
two.
almost.
I've got two.
All right, what do you have the tactical shoes
Right,
and
they
you
like
have
stand for
the
work, or I'll
flip-flops.
wear them out for dinner or whatever. And then I got plain black leather shoes for funerals and weddings. That's it.
Okay.
What
Well,
the fuck else do you think?
I have a job that requires me sometimes to look nice and sometimes to be working. So I have to have a couple pairs of shoes for that. Then there's all sorts of formal stuff if I'm going to weddings or anything else. You just wear your shitty black shoes with jeans,
Why they, no, I'd wear
right?
like black dress pants with black leather shoes, like
So you
dress
have black
shoes.
leather shoes. So now you
Yeah.
have a third pair.
No, that is my weddings and funeral shoes. That's my second pair.
Just the one pair. What about work?
Work, I wear the tactical shoes because
We're already on three if you
No,
count the
I'm on
flip-flops
two.
you wear.
Two.
You got the dress ones, you got the tactical ones, and you got your flip-flops.
Well, they're not shoes.
Okay, they go okay, just like a jacket's not a blazer, the flip-flops are footwear or
Fuck you
shoes. You
then.
could be
Count the shoe, count the flip-flops. I've got one pair of dress flip-flops and one
Hey,
pair of garden.
am I gonna keep investigating and like you own 25 pair of shoes too?
No, that's it. That's four. Two flip-flops, dress shoes,
Okay.
tactical.
And then just real quick, I live in Michigan, so we have all four seasons: autumn, winter, spring, and summer. So I have to have shoes for every single season, and all the
So.
seasons in Michigan are
So
very
what's
scarce.
different about wearing a different pair of shoes between autumn and spring? You go, oh, it's fucking spring. I can't wear these shoes anymore. I've got to change. Why?
Well, in spring, it's a little nicer. Autumn, you're dealing with leaves on the ground, so you wear more boots and
Oh, come
autumn
on.
colors,
You've got to wear
browns.
boots because you're afraid of a leaf touching you?
Not afraid, more like the terrain is a little mucky.
Yeah, those leaves, man. Holy shit, they're dangerous.
They
Jesus.
pile up. You don't know. You got all evergreens down there. You have no idea.
We have sticks falling off and deadly brown snakes. Who gives a shit? If you die, you
And
die. Die like a
don't
man.
forget about gum nuts.
They do hurt. They do hurt. We have bindies
I've
too.
heard.
Bindies are a bitch.
Is that Steve Irwin's kid?
It actually is, yeah. But
Yeah,
it's a
I remember Steve
noxious
Irwin.
weed that has these
Hey,
spikes.
she had like a little time where she was hot, and then
And she
it's
was
kind of a
never hot. She
disaster.
was never hot. She always looked down syndrome to me.
Like maybe her mom fucked a koala.
Not maybe. Definitely. Steve's always out
Did her mom
filming.
talk?
Right.
Like, I'll show him.
I got another Caucasian honga question.
Oh,
Did you
God.
start wearing cologne in middle school?
Well, funny story enough, I'm allergic to cologne. So,
What?
no.
Why cologne
Yeah,
specifically?
I don't know. There's something about it that certain colognes get me, just my skin gets a little irritated. I don't like them. So I have found one that works for me. And no, I didn't wear cologne in middle school. And really, my fashion didn't like really kick in until I got a little older and started working. So
Oh,
no, I
okay.
wasn't a fancy dresser.
Well, what cologne do you recommend now for people with delicate, effeminate skin?
If anybody's curious, what I use is believe it or not, this is going to sound bad. Victoria's Secret makes a men's cologne. It's called Very Sexy. Now, there's two versions. There's the new version.
Gold! No, continue.
There's two versions. There's the blue bottle, and then there's the black bottle, which is the older version. I use the older version. I've used it for almost 20 years now. I get compliments on it all the time. I usually, when I get out of the
Compliments
shower,
from gay man.
I spray one in the air and I walk into it.
All right. Yeah, and
That's just a little tip. And ladies, if you want to get your man a nice like scent that's not too overpowering, try the Very Sexy, the black bottle.
all right, I'll just make some more notes in my file because I'm working on my style. Could
Any
you?
more from Honger?
No, he's out. Could you make
Hey, can I
over a.
ask? Hey, can I ask 100 questions about a shitty band?
Well, you
And
can write me. When I have
I've never
Honger
heard the
on.
music. I've never heard the music. I just assume it's shitty.
Actually, I've heard a bootleg, and it's pretty good.
Okay. All right. Then you can listen to it all fucking day.
It's fucking great. Back off.
Okay.
Should men wear jewelry?
He fucked with me. Should men wear jewelry? First I only wear a watch. I wear a wedding ring and a watch. That's it.
Well, a wedding ring is jewelry. I don't wear a wedding ring.
I'm sure you play by your own rules in your relationship, and that's great. And my wedding ring only cost $20. It was at a kiosk at the mall.
I just find it annoying against my finger. Like, you do anything and it rubs and it bothers me. So yeah, fuck that. It's dead.
I have a callus. I have a callus underneath the ring finger from golf.
Golf.
Yeah. No. Here we go.
No,
a guy who loves a guy who loves well manicured lawns hates golf.
Well, it's just pointless. It's how long does it take for a round of golf? How long does it take to play a round of golf?
4 hours, let's say.
That's a long block of time.
Yeah, that's why you do it. So you're left the fuck alone for 4 hours.
Yeah, I like playing like cricket or football where you're playing against someone. It's more competitive. You get out all your aggression. Just me.
Yeah, but do you still play at your age?
Not properly, no. Like, just muck around with friends or family, whatever.
That's why I feel like golf I could play well into my older years. Where everything else, like, I don't want to twist my fucking ankle and, you know, be laid up for 6 months. And
yeah, well, you get older and everything hurts.
Yeah.
But we take it like men, Max.
Sure, yeah, I get it. Yeah, this show's all about being a man, right?
Not really.
I told you I'm a fan. I've listened to all the episodes. I really feel like it is. I feel like this is a show.
I feel like I'm very different than most people on Twitter. So you guys are all fascinating to me because you're so different. So it's just about me finding out more about you weirdos.
Okay.
What are your fashion tips for women?
Oh boy, women.
Can a woman carry off short hair?
Very few. And you've taught me this. Very few. I feel like a short haircut is a woman's way of saying, fuck it, I give up.
Yeah, it's gross, right? Gross.
Yeah, one time you were ragging on short hair, and I was like, you know what, this asshole, I'm going to find a picture of a hot girl with short hair. I looked for like 20 minutes, I couldn't find one.
Yeah. Welcome aboard, brother.
So you've swayed me.
Yeah, but I think
it's important to constantly evolve and learn ideas from people and adopt them for your own.
I like to go the other way and become more and more closed-minded. But that's just me. I mean, you haven't convinced me of fat women. Like, I believe fat women shouldn't be photographed. There should be a law. And you're like, hey, take a blowjob. Take a blowjob. What the hell? I'm like, no.
Yeah, I'll take the blowjob. That doesn't mean I'm taking pictures during it.
Yeah, so many rules.
But a fat girl gives a better blowjob. I mean, this is a well-known fact, too, because the opportunity doesn't come along a lot for them. I almost feel like, oh, this is going to sound horrible, but like, I'm kind of like a bright spot in their lives, and they're sucking my dick at the same time.
So you're doing them a favor.
Yeah. And I'm also, you know, getting something out of it as well, or getting something out of me.
You are a humanitarian.
I feel like that. Yeah, I do.
What a good guy. So of the people you see on Twitter, who would you say is the most fashionable man or woman?
You know, a lot of people don't post selfies with like,
but of the ones that do, outfit. Of the ones that do,
none of them.
None of them?
And I don't post pictures of myself either, really. So
no, you don't.
You know, I'm not part of that. No, I mean,
but you got your like profile kind of picture.
I got the profile picture, and that was a nice day. I was in Italy, as a matter of fact, in the Amalfi Coast, Positano, on a boat to a private beach. And my wife snapped a photo of me, and that's like one of the only photos I have of just myself on my phone. And it was a happy day. So,
how long ago was that?
That was 2019.
Have you been to other countries overseas?
I've been to France.
France.
And Italy. France.
No, you say France.
France.
That's right.
Had some French fries.
Were they assholes there?
Nah, they were cool. They're I know cool. They get a bad reputation. My brother-in-law's, I know you hate him. My brother-in-law is from France, and he's a swell guy.
And do you go to Italy because your wife's full-blooded Italian, isn't she?
I married into a very Italian family, and we went there, as a matter of fact, for a wedding, and we kind of made a whole trip of it. One of her cousins was getting married.
Oh, that's good. Because a lot of Americans don't travel, and it's annoying, and you're like, get it, get out. Get out and have a look.
Well, you don't want to travel, though, right?
But I have traveled.
But you're done.
Yeah, I'm lazy. I don't like packing and unpacking the bag. I find the paperwork
annoying. Well, here's another tip I'm just going to give you real quick because we're talking about fashion. Pack light when you go on vacation.
I don't know anything.
And then buy some local clothes while you're there and wear those. And now you have something that's new and fresh in your wardrobe that nobody else is going to have because it's from some weird destination that you're at. That's a little another tip to these guys.
Pack then light I look like a,
and buy then, something over.
Then I'd look like a freak in my rural area.
No, they would be like, look at this guy. Oh, he stands out.
No, I'd be beaten to death.
You got to own it. People are beaten to death there?
Yeah.
Okay.
This isn't Detroit, some you pussy know fucking anybody city. Was. Yeah. It's not Detroit, mate. This is a tough town.
It is. So yeah. If they saw you, if you had a pair of Italian leather loafers on, rather than just barefoot in the shops, you call them the shops, right?
Yeah.
So if you were in the shops and you had a pair of Italian loafers on, leather loafers, you would get beat to death.
I would welcome it.
Would somebody say something?
You'd be trash. You're like, what's this from?
Oh, you got to kind of own it. See, like, people call me a because of my shoes, but if you own it, who gives a fuck?
But you slept with men.
Never. Never.
Do you cry?
No. I mean, sometimes something will, like, get me a little, like, teary-eyed, but I couldn't tell you, like, the last time I cried, you know.
My wife has a theory that teary-eyed doesn't count. She said you've got to have liquid rolling down your face is her definition of crying.
Mm-hmm.
Because I say about 15 years ago, my son was hit by a car, and he was all right, but at the time, I was heaps stressed, and I felt really emotional, and I feel I was somewhat crying. And she goes, no, that's not crying. You had moist eyes, but it's not crying. I'm like, what the fuck is this lawyer shit?
She's what's like your the cry police.
Yeah. She goes, doesn't count. Yeah, we never cry.
You know what bothers me? And I think, I don't remember, where, I was just hearing this somewhere. When men cry at their wedding, the groom, as the bride's walking down the aisle, the groom starts to cry. Every time I see that, I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy?
No, I'm embarrassed for them.
I'm embarrassed for them. And I've seen big, tough guys cry like babies at the wedding. And then the wedding photographer will come in and take a photo, and people will look at it after the fact and go, oh, my God, look at him. He's so emotional. That's crazy to me.
No, it's crazy to me, too. I hate anyone cry. I hate women crying. I don't like the sound of it. It's annoying. Just go away.
Yeah, I tell my children to suck it up.
You should. They should repress their emotion. Have you got boys and girls?
I have a boy and a girl. I know you don't want me getting doxxed or anything, but yeah, I have a small boy who's 8 years old, or he's going to be 8, and a girl that's 5.
Yeah, I got in trouble off my wife because my 4-year-old daughter was in bed the other night, and she was cuddling a picture of our dead dog, and he died like 18 months, 2 years ago. And she was crying, going, I miss Patchy.
Well, hey, you keep telling all this, like, sad shit. Is this the Baron episode?
Shut up.
Do we need a violin?
Anyway, I walked in, and I got the shits, and I snatched the picture off. I'm like, stop fucking crying, go to sleep. And I left it at that. And my wife thinks I'm an arsehole.
I think so, too.
What?
I think emotions should be addressed.
Yeah, by
And I
annoyance.
think that, and I think no, and I think that will take care of the crying. When I think crying is just a way of, I mean, obviously different people are different, let their emotions out. I think you should, but I think you need to deal with your emotions. And sometimes crying is your body's way of saying, I can't deal with this. Let me just dump this water out of my eyes.
But shouldn't you just cry quietly?
Yes.
Like, if my wife cries, I say, can you go to the bedroom and cry? I gotta watch the football. I can't stand it.
Well, that's the other thing about crying. Crying and laughter are similar in the sense that the best crying and the best laughter is when you're really trying not to.
Yeah, true. True. When something's funny and it's inappropriate, I can't stop.
It's the best ever, right?
No, it's stressful.
I know, but it's the best form of laughter, and I think the most genuine form of crying is the same thing. When
Yeah, maybe, I
you're
don't know.
trying not to cry so bad and you're like, oh fuck, here it comes, there's nothing I can do. That's the most genuine. If you're just blabbing around so people will fucking feel sorry for you, I got no time for that.
I got no time for any of it. I feel that since I've had my wife crying in the bedroom policy, she stopped crying completely. Now, maybe she's dead inside now, maybe, but maybe that's for the best, Max.
For you, I mean, yeah.
Well, I'm the only one that counts.
My wife's not a crier, so I don't deal with that, thank God.
She sounds awesome.
She's the best.
All right, before we get into your theories on women, I've got to do an ad read. So
Yes,
just,
ad read, yes.
yeah. And I also want to give a shout out to my producer, Fake Neil Brennan. You can follow him on Twitter, Fake Neil
I never
Brennan.
see his posts.
No, he left 2 years ago. I'm being a dick.
Oh.
He got sick of Twitter. He's like, fuck Twitter. And he left. So you can't follow him. You scum.
You know, one more thing. Sorry, I
Go.
talk a lot. When a man or a woman, but a man mostly, announces that they're leaving Twitter on Twitter, that's as gay as crying at your own wedding.
I agree. Just
When they
go.
say, okay, everybody, I'm leaving, like, just go and never be seen again, like fake Neil Brennan.
Hang on a second. Is that your Rickosaurus theory? You think he just left like a man?
You might want to do the ad read before we get into Rickosaurus.
Right. As a listener to this show, we know you're probably in charge of hiring at a massive corporation. And what you need is a quicker, easier way to recruit teenagers to work in meaningless dead-end jobs. With ZipRecruiter, you don't have to trawl through heaps of candidates. ZipRecruiter matches the life of drudgery you're offering to layabouts who lack the exact skills you don't need. Our service actually sends your vacancy to the useless meat puppet's mother so she can threaten to throw him out of home and disinherit him if he doesn't apply. Stop wasting time attending college open days cruising for wage slaves. Sign up with the promo code FEET30 for an exclusive offer that gives you the first 30 days of annual subscription for free. That's FEET30. Enter it at the checkout at ziprecruiter.com. Damn, that's a lot of reading.
All I
Do you
know is
hire?
after this, I'm going on ZipRecruiter feet 30, and I'm going to find some nice blokes to work for me.
Do you hire in your job?
I do.
Do you work in the fashion industry in Milan?
I do not. I work in the event business. Again, not to dox myself, but yeah, I work in the event business, and I'm the creative d director for an event production company. And I also run the art department.
So you're like an artist.
I wouldn't say an artist. No, I'm a problem solver.
So you kill people.
If that's the problem,
Where do you
usually the
dispose of
solution
bodies
isn't death.
in Detroit? Where would you dispose of a body?
Well, what they used to do is put them in the buildings right before they were going to pour the cement.
Smart.
Yeah.
Now, just quickly on Detroit. I don't know anything about Detroit. I don't know a few things. I know it's very cold, which bothers me. I don't know why anyone would live
Yes.
where it's cold. But everything I've learned about Detroit is from two main sources. One, Beverly Hills Cop, because Axel Foley was from there. Two,
Yes.
Eminem came from Detroit, apparently, and he's like a wigger sort of guy. So that's all I know. Is that enough?
Yeah, that's pretty much all you need to know.
How many people live in Detroit?
Well, so here's a big thing that I need to clarify, and it's a Detroit thing. I live in the suburbs of outside of Detroit, so I don't live in Detroit proper. Now, that's the main city that's by me. It's 10 miles away. So you saw the movie 8 Mile, or you're familiar with it, with Eminem. That's the border. Oh, really? Okay.
Well, why would I watch that? Anyway, fuck rap.
I know you're into pop culture.
Am I? Go on.
Anyway, I'm about 10 miles outside of Detroit. I work Detroit. I've spent a lot of time. The city means a lot to me, just, you know, as far as it's my hometown type of thing. But I was never in Detroit. That's a whole other bag.
So he's living in the city of Detroit. Shit. Is the city shit?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. So I don't understand the rules.
The Detroit proper is a little more rougher of a town. And just to, I don't want to get into a big history lesson, but Henry Ford, you've heard of Henry Ford?
Yeah.
Henry Ford invented the assembly line. He started doing manufacturing in Detroit at these large plants doing the assembly line shit. And he was offering $5 a day at the time, which was like a great wage. So tons of people from the South and everywhere around really the world moved here to work for opportunity. So that's why people are kind of based here.
Right, but how many people are in Detroit?
I mean, at one point we were the 10th largest market in the United States. That's probably gone down, but there's about 1 million people in Detroit proper. But that goes down as well.
But including all the bullshit kind of suburbs and that? What about your outer?
No, in the suburbs, there's a ton of people. It's a major market. I'd say around the 10th or 11th most major market in the country.
So like 3 million people?
More. Really? I could look it up, but yeah, I don't really count.
I don't know, man. Okay, I got another fan question for you. Mike Deasy wants to know, would you eat Christina's cooking?
Eating a fat girl's pussy.
No, her cooking. Whoa.
Oh. I thought you were, well, let's just say her pussy. I'll eat her cooking, sure. Eating a fat girl's pussy, it has to be clean because they get sweaty quick.
Yeah, you say you.
But yeah, her breads and everything, it looks good. It looks good. I mean,
so you'd eat the food, but not the puss. Yeah, Deasy's obsessed with people's food. I think he's very anal about it.
That's the one thing that's bothers me a little bit on Twitter is these fucking assholes with pizza. Like, everybody's so protective of fucking pizza. Pizza's like poor people food. I love pizza, don't get me wrong. I'm whatever poor, but let's not argue over putting a pineapple on or this or who's got the best or everything. It's all good to me.
No, it's shit because it's mainly tomato sauce based. I know you're a half Italian, you love your tomato sauce, but fuck your pizza, fuck your tomato sauce. I'll eat a fresh tomato like a human, but mash it up and add a heap of sugar, fuck off. Fucking sauce.
Yeah, but I'll make a fresh sauce from my garden. That's no good for you either.
A sauce for your garden?
From my garden. I'll take the tomatoes right from the garden.
Just eat the tomato.
Yeah, but I have so many, I can't do it.
Well, then throw them at neighbors.
No.
You make the sauce. I don't understand the sauce. I don't understand the sauce. You're obsessed with sauces, they're not that good.
I don't know. It's a real staple in my cooking and my meals, and it just tastes like home to me. I don't know.
Well, that brings me to my next fan question, which is from Eye in the Sky. He said, "Do you call it sauce or gravy?"
I don't call it gravy. Again, I think there's this idea of Italians that people try to personify, like from the movies and shit. And no, we don't call it gravy. And I've never heard an Italian call it gravy.
Really?
Never.
Did you ever drive?
We just call it sauce.
Did you ever drive a Camaro or a Firebird?
No, I was never a flashy guy as far as my automobiles were concerned.
That's another Eye in the Sky question.
By the way, I love Eye in the Sky.
He's a great man.
Shout out to Eye in the Sky.
He is a great man.
And Big Red. And I want to meet Big Red's sister.
Really? You want to see the loosey-goosey Big Red sister?
So if she's got red hair, she's kind of loose, and she cooks like Big Red, or like cleans up the trash or the lawn, or shovels,
double
or
what the snow. Fuck Big Red's
out there doing in the lawn.
Yeah.
Oh my God. She sounds perfect.
She sounds pretty good. Does your wife shovel snow?
Holidays, I get to hang out with I, like on holidays, me and I and Big Red, we could be a power couple.
It'd be fantastic.
Does my wife shovel snow?
Yeah.
She would, but no, she doesn't.
Does she do the lawn?
She would. She told me this year, which I wouldn't allow her. She told me this year to get a new mower so she could, because she doesn't. The one I have now is kind of old. But
yeah,
I'd prefer her not to.
I agree. I mean, my wife did offer once, and I doubt it was sincere, but she said, I want to mow the lawn. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. You're not mowing the lawn. She doesn't like to sweat. She doesn't like insects. She's not an outside person. And she'd do a shit job.
My wife's pretty cool, but I don't need her doing the lawn.
No, I think a man should do his own lawn.
Agree.
That's old school Australian, though. Like modern guys, they get pay people, and I think that's kind of a
thing. I did for years, and you could see this video, right? But the fucking guy that cut the lawn hit my pool deck, then he hit the swing set. There's all dents in all this shit. I saw him one day trying to fix it. I'm like, what the fuck? You could have told me you're insured or something. So fired them. I do my own lawn. It's a pain in the ass, but I do it.
No, you feel good about it. That is your lawn.
And the service never does it that good. They always leave it a little long for me. You never know when they're coming. So I got people coming over Saturday, and then they come Saturday right before the people come.
It's kind of like a dog marking his territory to me. Like, I feel like that's my land, and you just know your land. It just feels good. Your wife.
I can see that, yeah.
Before we finish up on your wife, is she a psycho being Italian? With the
temper. No, not at all.
Really?
Not at all. No, I keep telling you, my wife is very, very cool. She has a biting, sassy personality, but I like that.
Yeah, that's cool.
Usually, when it's directed at me, I deserve it, so I'm gonna take it. And she fucks with people all the time. She'll tell everybody what she thinks. But no, she's not psycho. I'm more of the psycho, I guess, in the relationship.
You don't worry that being Italian, like, she'll end up being a big fat mama?
Well, my mom's Italian, and she's big and fat. But my wife is fairly fit, and we're into exercising and everything else. So we're going to keep that weight down as long as we can.
Yeah, keep that leash tight.
Yes.
Okay. I'm ready for your theory of Rickosaurus. Go.
All right, Rickosaurus, I'm pretty sure this is what happened. And I know everybody thinks he was arrested, but I don't see what he would get arrested for.
And people, how would it smuggling?
So quickly.
Maybe it was people smuggling in the trucks.
Yeah, but most of the trucks, he was going to like the Northeast and everything. He was in Texas, but I don't know. I don't know what his routes were, but I don't think he was people smuggling. I think he was working for a company. He was doing contract work. I think he was on Facebook one night, and his hot younger cousin got a hold of him, messaged him. They hit it off, and he came up with a plan to leave the wife, go down to Mexico, and now he lives with her on a tequila farm, and he has to disappear so his wife doesn't track him down. And he's living a beautiful life in Mexico, watching the sunset, drinking a cerveza with his beautiful cousin on his lap.
That's a beautiful romantic story, but I call bullshit, because he would be back on Twitter just with a different name.
No, he's got to disappear from the wife altogether. Well,
the wife won't know his new name.
No.
I don't think his wife knew about his Twitter.
You have to leave everything.
So you're saying Messico doesn't have Twitter?
I don't think he can be on it because he had to leave without a trace. His wife doesn't know where he is. But he had to delete everything, throw the phone out. I don't know, take the battery out, throw it in the Rio Grande River. I don't know.
Well, maybe.
He had to disappear.
Maybe.
All right. So what I really think happened, I think he got doxxed.
Oh, really?
I think somebody doxxed him and notified somebody in his life. Maybe his wife's family.
He seemed pretty careful.
Not really. He's got pictures of his wife's tits. He's got videos of his wife telling everybody how she's getting fucked and everything.
Yeah, but about personal details like your name and that, I thought he was pretty.
It doesn't
tight.
Matter. It was her fucking picture. I saw her.
Yeah, I know, but you can't go through
kids
all the billions of people on social media with just one stinking picture.
I'm saying he got doxxed. Somebody within the Twitter universe didn't like whatever he was doing or didn't like him.
A lot of women didn't like him.
Some people.
A lot of the ladies do not like him.
By the way, I fucking love Rick. I loved him.
I have a love-hate relationship because partly he disgusts me. And he's without question creepy, but he does own it. And I do respect that.
And he's original.
Yeah. But he's disgusting.
I like people who are original.
Yeah, I agree.
It's original, though. And the shameless factor of it, he's showing his dirty looking dick and his.
Yeah, that I don't like that.
Let's face it, his wife wasn't a looker.
No, but the liking the family, what's that? That's creepy as shit, man. It's not good.
Well, from my understanding, it was a second or third cousin. And she was hot. Let's just say that. Would.
They look pretty on the young side to me. And I'm not a fan of innocent looking people.
She wasn't that innocent looking. It wasn't like she was like wearing like a ragged house dress and no makeup and tattered hair and like looking shocked at the camera or anything like that.
You're saying she was
all
fucking
done
whore.
Up and with her belly showing. If she wasn't a whore now, she eventually would be. I liked her.
Well, speaking of Twitter whores, you've got a theory that there's no women on Twitter above a 6 out of 10.
Nope. I think there's women on Twitter that are above a 6 out of 10, but there's no women that would engage with anybody on a regular basis that are above a 6.
So if a female engages on Twitter with guys, she's plain.
She's below a 6, which there has to be all sorts of numbers in the world. So all the power to them, but I think sixes get a little. I think sixes get a lot of attention on Twitter, where in normal life maybe they wouldn't.
Yeah, I think there's a degree of truth in that.
And can we talk about angles?
Yeah, got it. You have the floor.
Women take these pictures from these fucking angles. I don't know how they do it, but they kind of look hot.
They look but pretty.
It's so unnatural. Like, let's say my favorite is Alex Engelberg, right?
What's She's her name? A pretty Alex girl. Engelberg?
I would say her name is Alex Engelberg because, yeah, she's a pretty girl because one fucking eye is in the photo. Like, do you ever notice that? Like, you never see two eyes. Like, do you ever go to the shops barefoot and see a girl walking down the aisle and just one eye and maybe half an arm?
Maybe she lost an eye in the war. I don't know.
And an angle of her tit. I don't trust angles. I don't trust filters. I don't trust a lot.
Well, the filters is what gets me because you see filtered chicks and you go, ah, she's okay. And then you'll see them take a photo with a comedian and it's just a real picture and they look bog ugly and it's disturbing.
Yeah.
Now I don't trust anything, man.
But then again, sixes need love, so.
Not for me.
So be it. But I feel like if you're above a 6, you fuck around on Instagram. You don't fuck Twitter.
Well, you've probably got enough real life attention that you don't need it online.
Right.
Are you the sort of guy?
You do Instagram.
Are you the sort of guy who could fall in love with a woman online?
No. No, I think there could be connections between people. But as far as romance is concerned, you need physical chemistry.
Yeah, I actually agree.
Really fall in love.
And you don't know what they but smell
you can
like.
Grow affection. Yeah, you could grow affection toward people. And I think there's an honesty a little more online as far as conversation and everything else. But no, I think you need the real deal.
Yeah, I agree.
That being said, you ask Stancil, like, if he's jacking off in front of these girls and everything else. Why isn't he doing that?
I don't know. What's your Stancil theory? People say he could be gay. I don't think he is.
I don't think he's gay. I think Stancil, I mean, he went to retard school for 2 years, so
that was a long time ago.
They don't keep you in retard school for 2 years.
For behavior. They throw you out.
If they figure out you're not retarded, they go, okay, you can go back to the regular kid school. And I question now his lacrosse. I think they just gave him a broom and let him run outside. And say, yeah, you're an All-American, Jim. Go on. Go run. I don't trust it. But Stancil, I think, and he's great, and everybody loves him, right? I mean, fucking
I love him.
Named a chicken after him. Nobody's ever going to name a chicken after me.
Maybe they will.
Stancil's a mascot. Do the Rabbits, that's your team, right?
The Rabbit Eyes.
Do they have a mascot?
It's a rabbit.
Is it a real rabbit or is it a guy dressed as a rabbit running?
It's a guy dressed as a rabbit. Reggie the Rabbit.
That's Jim Stancil for this community. Jim Stancil's famous, but he went to retard school. Like, that's America. You were asking me about America. That's America. A guy who went to retard school is now mildly famous. That sums up American culture.
But Jim went to college and did like English literature.
Maybe they told him that.
Well, he did never finish. Yeah. He did never finish. Interesting.
I think Jim's a bit of a Peter Pan type. Are you familiar with the story of Peter Pan?
Isn't that like douchebags that never grow up?
Yeah, I don't think he wants to grow up. I mean, come on. Is a girl going to marry a guy who wears a shit diaper manpon and goes to comedy shows all the time?
Yes.
And lives in the garage?
No.
I don't think so. I don't even think, push comes to shove, I don't even think Smokey's going to. And why isn't he fucking Smokey?
She lives in Canada.
I don't give a shit. My dick would be halfway across the bridge to Canada if I were him.
Look, you've made some valid points. Like, it's been years since him and his fiancée broke up, and he still hasn't had sex. And he's had opportunities. I don't understand it. Make it happen.
I mean, I know at these compound shows, there's probably not a lot of good-looking women. I've never seen it.
Have you ever been to a show?
No. I mean, I'm far away from the area. I guess I'm not a fan. So,
do you watch shows on Compound?
Not very rarely. Only if Kevin Brennan's on it.
Do you have a theory about why Aaron Berg left? What's your Aaron Berg theory?
Oh, I don't know. Aaron Berg has like other work lined up.
I thought he had cancer or something.
Really?
I don't know. He's bald.
Or AIDS?
Maybe.
Well, fag cancer, whatever. Yeah, maybe he's got other work lined up. Why would he leave if he had cancer? Why wouldn't he ride out the cancer thing?
Because he's going to die.
So, yeah, but wouldn't that be like a great episode if he died on air?
If I was going to die, I wouldn't want to go to work. If I found out I had a terminal illness, I'd just quit tomorrow. Fuck work.
I mean, I don't want to work now.
Me neither. I'm lazy.
Me too.
Do you have any fake illnesses?
Why do I have to wait to have a terminal illness?
Do you have any fake illnesses like Twitter people? Mold on the brain? Diabetes? No. That's made up. There's no such thing.
I do take a cholesterol tablet like you do.
That's all I take. Do you really?
I do.
And that's all you take?
That's all I take.
We could be brothers.
I also take a vitamin with the tablet, but
why?
I had problems with statins with the tablet at one point, and the doctor said that the vitamin would help process the tablet better.
Did you shit your pants?
Muscle soreness. Nothing interesting.
Well, I was just going to suggest a man palm.
Yeah, I don't get that at all.
All right. Before we wrap it up, who are your top three favorite Twitter characters? Like people on Twitter that you just enjoy?
Okay. I like Lenny's Printer.
Yeah, he's good egg.
I love him. I love Eye in the Sky. And now I got to pick one more besides you. Joe Exotic. Come on, Joe Exotic.
I love him. I love him. Some people hate him, but I fucking love him. He's different.
I love people that people hate, I guess. I guess that's my thing. I'm drawn to those characters.
Like pedophiles.
No, everybody hates pedophiles. I mean, we could talk about pedophiles, but no, I don't like pedophiles. You know what I mean. People who
I'm just being a deep.
You always talk about pedophiles.
But
there's something going on.
It just seems to be so much pedophile obsession in America. You have more pedophile.
Were you ever confronted with a pedophile as a child?
No. Not only was I not molested or get on, no one I know ever in my whole life has ever.
Don't like to talk about it.
I just think it's just not a big deal. Like, why don't we have pedophiles? We probably do.
How about this? I work with a guy. Tell me if this is a pedophile. The neighbor next door when he was growing up, a woman who was married when he was 13 started fucking him, a grown woman. That's, to me, a pedophile. But a lot of guys would say, no, that's hot because you're getting married.
Nah, it's
like, fucked. What woman wants to fuck a 13-year-old boy?
Nah, let's see.
I think it's a pedophile.
I agree.
So there's lady pedophiles, too. You always hear about these teachers fucking the students and everything else.
Well, sometimes the student's like 16 and the teacher's in her early 20s, and I think, who gives a shit? Good on them.
Yeah, but even if they're hot, why is a lady fucking a 16-year-old boy? I guess that's our Jim Stansel theory, too.
I guess they're just mentally, they've got
there's
severe.
There's hope for Jim.
They got severe emotional problems. I don't understand it. Because kids are annoying as shit.
That's what I'm saying. Who wants to be around fucking children? Jesus.
Priests?
That's a whole... I had a priest hit on me when I was a kid. I was an altar boy.
Oh, you're a Catholic, right?
Of course, yes. He never really overtly came on to me, like pulled his dick out or touched me. But he'd always buy me little gifts and everything else. And
oh, he was grooming.
I thought he was really nice.
That's grooming you.
I just thought he was the cool priest, and they said he left the church for emotional reasons.
Well, you
and I remember my mom used to tell him, "I'm right outside, just so you know, I'm right here," because my mom knew what was up, but she didn't give a fuck. I don't know; it was strange.
Yeah, but you'd be more protective of your kids, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't let my kids go anywhere. Sure. You know, you keep an eye on them and. You let them know that you're crazy. Anyone that deals with your kids, you're a fucking loose cannon. And they'll pick on someone else's kid.
I hope so. Yeah, I think a lot of it's the parents. But then again, man, shit happens and you trust people. And
I don't trust anyone.
It's just a fucking nightmare.
I only trust my parents because they didn't pedophile anyone in my family. So I know they're clean. And that's it. Fuck everyone. Now.
So, okay.
What podcast do you listen to?
I'm only MLC and the Brown Snake interview series. Is that what it's called? The Brown Snake interview series?
Yeah. So you go for the top shelf quality.
That's all. I don't like any of these other fucking ones.
What do you hate about them? I don't like when there's lots of people talking.
It's always the same shit, first of all. It's always like, you know, this guy's opinion and then this little witty banter and everybody trying to make a little joke. And it just bothers me. I can't do it.
It's fun at first. And then you get a bit jaded about it. And I get sick of the, look at me, I'm smoking pot or I'm vaping or I'm drinking. I'm like, I don't care.
Or I've done all these things. You don't like the gummy thing.
Well, you know, if you just shut up about it, Take your fucking gummies, exactly. Inject your heroin in your eyeballs. I don't really care, but shut the fuck up about it. Where I grew up, you were proud if you could handle your drink, and you just played it down. You know, it's everything's low key. You're not like, look at me, I'm drinking over here, guys. I'm cool. Then you're a dickhead.
I agree. People who brag about drinking are not real drinkers. They want to be perceived as drinkers, I feel like. Because, you know, I know you've probably had problems with the drink because you've mentioned that you don't drink anymore. So I don't know what the fuck happened or if you want to share it, but I know something happened.
Well, my liver started failing in my late 20s.
So like, it was a health issue.
Yeah, I was a pretty big party guy. And I was vomiting every day for 6 months. And I feel like shit. And I went to the doctor and I had blood poisoning because my liver wasn't functioning. And he said, oh, you've really got to give up drinking. So that was good for me. I stopped drinking for 3 years. Liver completely repaired itself over time. Now I do drink. I had a few beers on the weekend, but I'm not a non-drinker. But I can never go back to being the drinking guy. I think I broke it. And
do you ever drink like 6-7 beers and then you're like ready to go and you have to stop yourself? Or
yeah, I feel like
you lose the desire.
No, never. I mean, I've gone out with my son and you might have 7 or 8 beers and then you switch to spirits and you can feel yourself, because I go fucking nuts, dude.
That's the best part.
I know, but I don't want to be that guy, because I'd black out and not remember what I did and you know. It's very stressful trying to work out what happened. You ever do that?
Yeah, several times.
Yeah, you end up having sex with the wrong woman. It's embarrassing.
The last couple of weeks.
Last night.
Last 2 Saturdays.
Like at a party?
I was at a party. I was at a communion. And then I went to a party afterward, and I had a full head of steam on Saturday. And then the week before, I was in New Orleans on work, and it was very bad.
I don't judge you, Max. You're fine.
No, and I don't brag about it or, you know, post pictures of me whacking down whiskeys and anything like that. But, yeah, it's fun.
Well, I feel like we have a duty to train these young guys how to behave.
Agreed, and I wish I would have learned a little better because I feel like I revert to when I first started drinking. When I still to this day,
how so?
I just want to drink everything in sight and party and have a good time and be silly and have a memorable night and laugh and everything else. But you know, you forget about responsibilities and
You know, I think the secret is just slow it down, a little. But when the bar
first 3, I have nice and slow, and then I start to get a little glassy eyed, and I feel a little smile on my face, and
yeah, it's great.
The night kind of takes you where it wants you to go,
and it can go very, very bad places.
Sure.
All right, we're gonna have to wrap this up because it's too long. I've got to keep these things to 30 minutes, and I fuck it up every week. But I want to be a better podcast guy. It's too long for attention spans. But thank you. Thank you for being a guest.
I appreciate you. And they say don't meet your heroes, but I met mine today in this interview. And I still have a lot of respect for you and the show. I hope it continues and has lots of success.
I'd be lucky to make 10 episodes. I feel like I want to quit every time because the technology drives me crazy and I'm super lazy. And I think, what's the point? So you could be in a very limited series, my friend. Very limited.
Well, I'm considering doing a wrap-up show for this show.
That would be awesome.
I'm talking to fake Neil Brennan, not on Twitter, obviously.
We need more podcasts in the world.
Okay. I'm working on the Brown Snake interview wrap-up show. If anyone would like to be my co-host, DM me, please.
All right, that sounds great. All right, thanks, mate.
ZipRecruiter.
So I'm like, that's what the world needs, another podcast.
That's right. From 2 comedians.
Yeah, my mom has a fucking podcast.